Hey guys, property search, think Gladfish. I'm Brett Leggerwood and this is Property Rant. So today a question from one of our investors. And the question is, why do you do residential and not any other form of investment? And actually, I'll get to the question in a second, but before I say that, I have got other investments. I don't just invest in residential property. I've got wine investments, I've got businesses as investments, you know, I've got stocks and shares. So I've got that sort of stuff as well, but my primary way of making money, if you like, and creating wealth for myself is either through businesses revolving around property or investing in properties. Okay, and that could be building properties, managing properties, selling properties, whichever. Okay, so I have a number of different businesses. But yes, they are primarily about residential, and I'm primarily about residential, and for over 20 years, pretty much residential is what I've done. Okay, I have done some other bits and pieces, but residential is what I know. And here's the three things that I think, and the reason why I choose residential. And first of all, before I say that, there are thousands of ways to make money, okay? Whether it be in property, whether it be in business, in fact, probably millions, hundreds of thousands of ways to make money. The trick to it, okay, and this is a mistake that most people make, is that what they do is that they go and have a shotgun approach. So what happens is they go along to a seminar, they read a book and they think, that's great, that's what I'm gonna do. And then what happens, they, you know, follow that way, maybe they make an investment, and then before you know it, you know, they're on the website, they go, oh, that looks good, let's do that, and let's do that, and let's do that, and let's do that. And all of a sudden, they've got this shotgun approach of investments all over the place. And the key here is it's impossible to know the rules of the game. So my first point about this is that the reason I do residential and reason I know residential really well is because I know the rules of the game. Okay, if you give me commercial, yeah, I can talk generally and I can have, you know, a few beers and chat with the boys about commercial property. But you know what? Would I invest my millions of dollars and that sort of stuff into commercial or whatever? Then probably not, actually, because I don't know the rules of the game well enough to commit that sort of money. All right. Whereas residential, I do, so I'm happy to do that sort of stuff. And that's one of the keys here. If you're going to do something, whatever strategy you choose, because there's thousands of ways you make money, choose a strategy where you know the rules of the game. And if you don't know the rules of the game, make sure you're on the path and you're learning them and you're staying focused. Yeah? Because I can tell you, the moment you have some money and the moment you have some capital invest, you'll be surprised how many investment ideas come to you. And they're all gonna make you a millionaire in 3 to 5 years or overnight or whatever. And for the most part, it's absolute BS, okay? So, first, know the rules of the game. Second, is that I'm a set and forget investor. So I like to set up my investments and forget about them on a day-to-day basis, yeah? Now, I don't truly ever forget about them, all right? But the reality is I don't want them impacting my lifestyle. What I'm passionate about and my passions, the things that I enjoy doing, you know, I've got 4 kids. I live in Singapore. My family's in Australia. My businesses are in the UK. I love traveling. So, you know, last year in 2016, 17 different countries I went to. Yeah. So the reality is when you start looking at that sort of stuff, that's my passion. Property is the vehicle, and residential property is the vehicle that gets me there. So by being a set and forget investor, and this is a distinction, a key distinction, investor, not landlord. A landlord manages property. An investor expects a return on their money. So you want to be an investor, not a landlord. Now, that's not to say that your strategy may be to be a landlord, yeah? Because you can squeeze every last pound out of that particular investment and all that sort of stuff, and that's something you're interested in. Great, yeah? It's just that you're not probably going to be my client of mine. My clients are the ones that don't have the time to put into the investment, so they outsource OPT, OPM, yeah, other people's time, other people's money, those things, okay? And then the third, so the first one, rules of the game, second is set and forget an investor, and the third is what I call, some people say control freak, I call it delegate the task, yeah, but not the responsibility. So whatever I'm doing in property, I know that I'm ultimately responsible. I'm one of the ones signing the mortgage deeds. And because of that, I want to be involved. So I want to know what's going on and I want to have, you know, a high level, you know, overview of what's going on before decisions are made. But that doesn't mean when it comes to managing properties and that sort of stuff, I don't get involved in that, okay? I leave that to the experts. I hire competent people. I pay them well, okay? And they do a good job and they make the decisions for me. Or if they have to, they'll come to me, but they'll come to me with a solution, yeah? And you know, that's one of the key things. If you're working with people who come to you with problems and expect you to solve them, then you need to sack them. You need to get somebody else. But guys, so there are 3 points, yeah? Basically, you know, have to know the rules of the game, be a set and forget investor, and delegate the task, but not the responsibility. Okay, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.